Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It's Monday already, and it's April 23rd, 2007, 11 p.m. here in the center.
I got through it. I mean, it was boom, 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 boom. And there are twists and turns in there that you do not expect. And all of it. And we'll get into it here with Nick here in just a couple of minutes. I hear that Senator Larry Craig is supposed to resign as Senator of Idaho.
Oh, the innocent?
The innocent man. But if you've listened to the tape, granted this is something this guy has done in the past, but if you listen to the tape of his arrest, it's a pure sign of entrapment. It's a pure sign of entrapment. I mean, this
that's what he's claiming.
Yeah, this cop was way over his bounds, and basically, you know, the first thing that came to my mind when I heard the arrest tape is that you've got somebody, you know, operating some little deal where basically what they're doing is to let these guys go on without, you know, basically no harm, no foul, a little probation and stuff, and you keep it quiet. It's $500 fine. So, I mean, in the tape, Craig catches him with a couple of things. And then the guy just goes, well, I'm not trying to use my power, man. But, you know, and at that point, you know that the whole deal's up. But this is a guy, though, with Larry Craig, where rumors of his activities and orientation have been going around for a number of years, since the 1980s.
Well, and he's already disengaged himself from somebody's campaign.
Yeah, Mitt Romney's campaign. Well, he was disengaged.
Yeah. He was disengaged. Okay.
So he will be out, according to what I heard earlier today. I guess he's going to resign tomorrow. And one more of them down. It's just the problem is there's more just like him waiting in line to go on to this. And there's always people that are ready to sell themselves out and sell you out to move on up that ladder. And that's a sad thing. It's a sad testimony of people in this country, of what some people will do for a little power, a little bit of wealth, and a little bit of notoriety. All right, we're going to come back on the other side. Nick Shelton, get ready. This is going to be a great show. During the break, you ought to call some people. Wake them up. Hey, listen to this. This is this really cool information coming around the pike. Back in a minute here. This is the Midnight Rider.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. And a chat room is open. You can get there by going to the website at MidnightRidershow.com. That's MidnightRidershow.com. Just click on the chat link. Poof, you're in there. Just pick a name, and you're raring to go. And we'll be cooking. You'll be chatting with a bunch of like-minded individuals. And the room is always lively. And entertaining. It's open 24 hours a day, by the way, so if you're looking for a conversation, there's generally people in there ready to give you one. So feel more than free to drop in there. There's also an email link where you can contact me, or just use this email address, mike@midnightridershow.com, and if you've got thoughts, suggestions, feedback about the program, whatever, please let me know. And now on to our guest, Nick Shelton. Nick has written a tremendous book called The American Truth, and he's now here on the Midnight Rider. Nick, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here, Mike.
It's a great pleasure to have you on. I literally read this thing in 5 hours. This book really moves along.
Great. Yeah, that's what I try to make it as. I didn't want it to be one of these intimidating books that you don't want to do big, thick research, but I also wanted to provide, good enough information where it keeps you reading and keeps you wanting to know more into it.
Yeah, what made you decide to write a book?
Well, I mean, I've always had an interest in literature, and that's what I'm studying right now. And I've just seen so much how much power storytelling has. And if you look at it, it's amazing how much that we've actually learned through movies and TV shows and all that. And I just think, you know, the power of story is just the best way to carry something across.
Right, yeah. Yeah, indeed. How long did you, I mean, you must have spent a lot of time doing research, because a lot of the information in there is pretty intricate stuff.
Yeah, it was mostly just research that the writing the book. That it took me several months, I'd probably say 4 or 5 months to research, put get all this information together. And then once I started writing it, I mean, it only took me like a month or two, because it just came out so natural. It was just a matter of getting all the facts straight and getting the characters down. But, I mean, a lot of this stuff, you can't really make up on your own. So, I mean, it makes out for a great story.
Yeah, the story revolves around a man named Nathan Alexander, who works at the Pentagon. What made you decide to choose and revolve the story around an employee of the Pentagon?
Well, see, I wanted someone that would be able to get inside information. And
right.
Nathan also, in the first chapter, you learn he loses his wife during the September 11th
right.
attack. So he's kind of emotionally involved in the attacks, and he wants to, you know, figure out more that way. But, you know, at first he was a skeptic, like most of all of us, and thought these, you know, the talks of 9/11 truth and the all the arguments there, and maybe in these conspiracy theories are just outlandish. But then when he actually goes and researches into them, you know, he finds some credibility into it. And see, I can, as a character within the side of the Pentagon, he can come across some information instead of just, you know, looking it up on the Internet. I have him actually having to go through complex schemes for him to actually get this information. But this information is kind of widely known now.
Yeah, you know, I found it, I like the fact that you, in the book, right from the get-go, you you have facts that later appear in the book,
mm-hmm.
Which I found really interesting, because you kind of give everybody an idea of, it's almost like, okay, here's the dictionary, here's what this stuff means, and now we're gonna, now when you see it in the book, you'll understand it. And I thought that was pretty interesting. What made you decide to do that?
Well, I first wanted to just get everybody introduced to it, because I know a lot of people, I grew up here in the Atlanta area, and
uh-huh.
it seems like right here there's not awareness of it, and people don't want to talk about it. So they not only know about the 9/11 truth issues, but also want to just get people interested in it, because like you said, some of these facts are just make you scratch your head and you want to figure out more. So you read these facts, you know, about PMAC writing it beforehand and how the towers fell down the way they did, you know, and they come, I mean, you read it and you don't have any explanation for it, so you want to keep reading. And so I address most of those questions that I ask at the beginning within the story. But I just mainly just want to pique people's interest into it, and also kind of just introduce them into the topic, kind of show them
right.
where the story's going.
Right, yeah, and I think you did a good job at it. You mentioned PNAC. I mean, that's kind of a central document, you know, that we probably ought to focus on here, you know, just a little bit. You know, there's always new people that come to this all the time, and there's always people that are just flipping around, flipping the dial, and come across what we're talking about. Kind of explain what PNAC is, Nick, a little bit, and what they do, and how their writings and stuff have been pretty influential in American politics.
Yeah, basically they're a think tank. Most of them are in Washington, D.C. And what I mean by think tank is they're basically almost like a political philosophers. They sit around and kind of come up with research and write papers about, you know, what should be done in the country, what should be, what actions we should take. And most of them are involved with the neoconservative movement. Well, actually all of them, it's a neoconservative think tank. So that means they kind of have an ideology of, it's kind of a pro-war, kind of an aggressive, outtake of wanting to, you know, state American dominance. And so and I looked at it, and what I found it so interesting was so many of our American leaders are involved with PNAC. Dick Cheney is in there, and then if you go down the line, like Paul Wolfowitz, and all these well-known figures in have top positions in our government are involved with these, you know, kind of aggressive schemes and things like that. And I think the one main document that really struck me was in 1999, I think it's called Building America. Can you think of the document's name?
Rebuilding America's Defenses?
What's that?
Rebuilding America's Defenses, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
And then they wrote that in 99, and then there's a specific quote in there. It talks about how a new Pearl Harbor was needed in order to get to the Middle East, because throughout the paper they talked about how in the Middle East they were looking at a way to get into the oil fields and that, because America, you know, without, we're lacking in that natural reserve, and so that natural resource, and so they were looking at a way to get in the Middle East, and they stated very plainly that they needed a, that the America public wouldn't want to go in there unless a new Pearl Harbor event would cause that, and conveniently, you know, they wrote that in 99, and then in 2000, it comes out that this new Pearl Harbor event, which basically September 11th was, gave them that right, and, you know, just as soon as that happened, we're ready preparing for war.
Yeah, does it shock you at all, Nick, that all this information is public knowledge? I mean, things like these PNAC documents where you can physically go in and you can start connecting dots. I mean, here it is. It's public literature, things with the Council on Foreign Relations, mm-hmm. public knowledge. And don't you find that shocking at all?
Yeah, what I find so shocking is it's out there and people aren't paying attention to it.
Right.
It's like there's, you know, our society is so apathetic now that, you know, we're wondering about what celebrities are doing, who's in jail, what's, you know, happening as far as that realm. And, you know, these things that really, you know, that our country's founders that really, what they're passionate about, I mean, we've lost a total interest in. And so, I mean, I before writing this book, I really wasn't too political, I have to admit that. But after I started seeing some of these facts and starting seeing what's going on, I mean, it really, you know, created a concern in me, and it made me really want to research into this and, you know, just stay informed about what's going on.
Yeah, most certainly. You mentioned in the book, though, that you don't come at it from any type of a political view, that you're not anti-Bush, and that you're not trying to be partisan. You're just trying to lay the facts and information out for people.
Yeah, I think that's the best method to take. I mean, if you come across as, you know, either one of the extremes, and you're bound to offend somebody, and then they'll totally discredit the whole thing if they're not on your side. And so especially, and I came up from a largely conservative background, and, you know, I was, you know, pro-Bush all the way from near 2000 to 2004, but in the elections. But, you know, I've kind of, you know, now that I've examined the facts and everything, and I still consider myself moderate. And so I'm just kind of look at the issues as they are, and especially with this book, I try to just put the facts out straight and just let them speak for themselves, not to add my own opinion or anything of that nature.
Yeah. Hey, how much of the research regarding documents and things, I know, and I'm not one to give away the book, because the book's a great read, and I how much of the research because there's in the book there's a search for information, a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
How much especially with documents regarding the Pentagon, how much research was done, or was there just kind of a fictional thing to add flavor to the book to kind of make it move along and be the storyline where the book could move, or was there actual research that you did that shows that there might be documents missing at the Pentagon?
Yeah, I haven't come across any specific documents, but I mean, as far as my research, I mean, it kind of helped me that so many other great researchers like David Ray Griffith and some of the other 9/11 truth, you know, I go to WTC7.net, that's by Jim Hoffman. He's put a bunch of great research out there, and, you know, I've taken it from that. But most of the stuff in the story, I mean, there isn't one particular document that I know of that's hidden or that. I just kind of keep that to keep the story going.
Yeah, yeah. But I would imagine there's stuff hidden all over the place, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, if truth be known, this Nathan Alexander in real life, you know, definitely could have been searching for this information. You know, and I find it, you know, in this day and age where we've got, you know, this Homeland Security, we've got people, you know, wireless, you know, warrantless surveillance going on all over the place. You could certainly see, you know, how somebody looking for this information, they'd be tracking and tracing and doing everything they could to try to stop people from getting the truth out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, you know, I find that, you know, it's very timely. And as to what we see. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk more about this great book. Nick's website is AmAlbertMaryTruth.com. The name of the book is The American Truth. And this is a great, it's not very long. I mean, you can really almost set and read it in just a couple of sittings. It's that good. and it moves that fast. We'll come back and talk more about the book and other things here on the other side. You're listening to the Midnight.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
For safe, effective, natural alternatives and education, that's herbalhealer.com.
Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking with Nick Shelton, author of the book, The American Truth. Nick, how did you discover that 9/11 wasn't as the official government story said it was?
Well, I heard kind of rumors of the conspiracy theories and that, and I didn't put much into it at first. I didn't even think about it, but someone actually sent me something about loose change, and it was coming out. So I finally sit down and I watched it, and it really started making me think. And all of those facts he just presented, it made me research on my own. I mean, I wasn't convinced, but then when I started researching out on my own, I found so much more credible evidence, because I actually went straight to David Ray Griffin's research, because I really admired that he was a theologian. So I'm a pretty strong Christian myself, so I admired that, and so I got some of his books, and he lays it out so good. I was kind of utterly convinced after that, and I knew once I figured that out, I knew that I have a passion to write. I've always loved literature, reading literature, and writing literature, so I knew that I could at least contribute somehow to 9/11 truth by writing a book.
Well, cool. And now you did a number. I mean, you covered a number of things in the book, and one of the most interesting things is that one of the characters in the book is a guy that, according to the government story on 9/11, actually died in the in one of these aircraft. A guy named by the name of Daniel Lewin, who turned out to be kind of, I guess, for lack of a better term, a part-time Mossad agent. And he, in some ways, he's kind of a hero in this book. How did you come across him, and why did you decide to add him into the book?
Well, I decided to add him in the book because I found his, a character in me is astonishing a story. I mean, I couldn't make up a character with that unique background because, like you alluded to, he was a dual citizen. He was an American citizen. He was born here, but he moved over to Israel because his parents are from there. And he served in the Israeli army, and in particular, it was like a spy agency. It was a secret agency that was mainly meant to counter terrorism. So he was, he was well up there in the ranks of that. But then he decided to come back to America to study MIT. So he was not only involved with this counterterrorism unit, but he was also a pretty smart guy, and he ended up. Starting with his professor, he started this internet company, which the internet company is still around today. It's one of the top firms. It's called Akamai Technologies. And Akamai provides technologies for the top websites out there for Apple and even MySpace.com. But I also found it interesting that Akamai was providing technologies to the Pentagon for the infrastructures there. So we not only have a guy that was involved in Israeli military, but he was also this super sharp mathematician that was building these algorithms and computer infrastructures for the Pentagon. And so, those two, put together are kind of striking me as really interesting. And then his story on 9/11 begins, and he was actually the first victim killed in the attack. And I read a story at first that that one report had him killed by a gun. They said that one of the hijackers approached him and shot him in the back with his gun, but that report was immediately retracted because the hijackers never had a gun. So that kind of, that really immediately started interesting me. Like the hijackers couldn't have gone through security, even though security during 9/11 was a lot more lax than it is now. But you couldn't get across with the gun. So after they retracted the statement, they said it ended up that he was just stabbed to death with box cutters. But still, you'd think this Israeli military guy that was involved with this secret counterterrorism agency, that he could probably hold himself up against these these scrappy little hijackers that only had box cutters.
Yeah, because so, none of these hijackers were big guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think their passports, alleged passports, they're like 5'6", 140
right.
pounds, something like that. So, these weren't big, bulky military al-Qaeda terrorists.
No, and that's the thing that surprises me is, they say they take the airplanes with box cutters. I'm thinking, my word, that's like a razor blade.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, shoot, and at that point in time, you were allowed to carry a knife on board up to 4 inches in length. Shoot, any passenger with a knife that big could have taken one of these guys down.
One of the pilots, that Charles Burlingame, he was a pretty stout guy. I think one report said he was 6'4", he's a big guy, and his friends that reported that said he would have never let a terrorist take over the plane like that, that he would at least, slam the plane, send it in a nosedive and have the terrorist, run straight
right.
their heads into the windshield, and it just really doesn't make sense that someone like that would just let over these scrappy little hijackers take over his plane and then have their will with it.
Yeah, well, I've talked to pilots, and they said, the policy was to cooperate, with a hijacker, but it wasn't ever to give the aircraft up. That was a no. That's a non sequitur, because at that point in time, there's no way of ever regaining control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Is our number, and our guest tonight is Nick Shelton, author of the book The American Truth, and his website is amtruth.com. That's amtruth.com. If you'd like to go there, actually, you can read a portion of the book online, which is really cool. And but I enjoyed this book. I mean, I literally read it in 5 hours, and the book moves really, really, really quickly. And that was 5 hours with interruptions, folks. So, I mean, the book just scoots across. One thing interesting I did find in relation to this Daniel Lewin and his, you know, the fact that he had ties to the Pentagon, Nick, is that you mentioned in the book as well that there were a number of other people on flights on September 11th that they themselves had ties to the Pentagon as well.
Yeah, this is a lot of research that I did that I looked into the flight list, and, I mean, they all one was even partnered with Akamai. They did the I don't know if you know too much about intranets, but it's kind of like an intranet for a company or an organization.
Right.
And they teamed up with Akamai to do the intranets at the Pentagon, the DOD. And there's also several other firms that just did the hardware and software. And so it's kind of striking to me. I don't know if these guys would have access to inside information or what, but it's weird how these there's at least three other individuals on the flight that were contracted by the Pentagon to work, to do something with computer infrastructure there.
Yeah, and what especially makes it interesting is the fact that all four of those flights were only 20 to 25% full. These flights were nowhere near full.
And, I mean, those were popular sites, too. I mean, these were, from Boston to Los Angeles, and normally those type of flights are always booked. So,
right.
They're popular destinations.
Yeah, so which just even makes it even more, unlikely that so many people with a tie somehow to this Akamai and the Pentagon itself would be killed in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you got people like, on Flight 77, supposedly Barbara Olson is on that flight, who's, interestingly enough, her husband, Ted Olson, his name is floated around as possibly one of the people who might replace Alberto Gonzalez as Attorney General. So
yeah.
I find all that interesting as well to go in there. You do a big section on skull and bones in your book. And a lot of people are, and even, they actually are inside the tomb, which I thought was a great little section of the book that you put in there. How did this research lead you to Skull and Bones? I mean, was that one more dot to kind of help connect all this stuff together as to who the people are involved in all this?
Yeah, it's actually a side plot into my book that I probably could have done without that information, but I really wanted to get it there, and I thought the way I did it was kind of a creative way to tie this back in, because most people don't realize this, that like I said, I'm growing up here in Georgia, and there's a lot of Bush support. They view him as our Christian leader and all that, but they don't realize that he has had a past within these, this kind of occultic, society. And I think that just American in general, they just don't know that that's out there. I mean, I kind of was shocked at first at this site, because I grew up with knowing all about the college fraternities and stuff like that, but I never knew stuff like this was out there. That this, these satanic rituals were in some of these college, secret societies. And so I was really just surprised by that, and I wanted to get that across. I wanted to give, kind of vivid pictures of what actually goes on, kind of the, how they do lie in coffins, and they do drink blood and that kind of thing. And it's just striking. I mean, why would you do that? And these people are will be our future American leaders that are in these type of, elite secret societies.
Yeah, it is interesting that the media doesn't cover this. They don't cover the ties to Bush's dad and even his, and more so his grandfather,
mm-hmm.
To the Nazis in World War II. That's the thing, I guarantee you, had that information gotten out and been proven and shown to be factual, the Bushes never would have seen the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Which I find, highly interesting that the mainstream media doesn't cover that at all whatsoever. I mean, you're constantly, these media people in the opposing parties are constantly looking at things to expose about somebody. And what better way than to say, hey, your grandfather was buddies with the Nazis? I mean, that would that'd put a damper in just about anybody's campaign, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Now, this is not reported, and it's just like, it's so out there. I mean, you can go to Wikipedia, and it talks about that. It talks about how, Prescott Bush and Everett Harriman, how they were in the banking, how they were funding the Nazis. And so I just don't see how it's not out there. It's not public information, or if they have to do some real deep research to uncover this. And so it just really kind of shows you what the motives are on the media and out there in the press.
Yeah, yeah. To talk a bit about, you know, how, you know, because you have this organization, Skull and Bones, there at Yale, but you've also got these government schools, these schools of business, and how seemingly, you know, with the information in your book, that these schools are also kind of teaching that same New World Order philosophy that is taught there and expounded on with Skull and Bones. I found that interesting as well.
Yeah, I mean, going back to what we were talking about earlier with the neoconservative movement, usually those neoconservatives usually retire and they go into these upper elite Ivy League schools and they teach at the government schools there. And I've kind of seen that. I mean, a lot of people criticize, you know, the Christian colleges. A lot of the liberal theologians are teaching there, and they're kind of reforming a lot of the Christians. But then you also have that with these, you know, the elite government schools, that it's kind of these neoconservatives in there that are kind of promoting their own agenda to their students. And so if you're on that coveted PhD degree, you don't have to, you know, conform to his or her, whatever the professor wants, what their ideals are. They're not going to award you that PhD, which will allow you to go on with your career.
And you see these guys, they come out of these schools, and boom, especially these Bones people, these Bonesmen, they're instantly into places of power. I mean, look at George Herbert Walker Bush. I mean, here's a guy that's pretty much fresh out of college, and he's hanging around at the CIA. I mean, heck, he's in J. Edgar Hoover's office the day after the Kennedy assassination, but yet he denies it. But it shows up in a Hoover memo that George Herbert Walker Bush was there. And the ties that this family has going back through government, I mean, both through Prescott Bush and Avril Harriman. I mean, you know, Harriman, you mentioned in your book, was a friend of Kennedy's, and Prescott Bush was a friend of Eisenhower's and played golf with him regularly while he was in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these connections, somewhere it just, you know, you start connecting the dots, and some of these things are, I mean, it's too improbable for them not to be connected somehow.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, there's no way that they're not connected. I mean, Harriman, if you'll sit and look at the Harriman money, it backed Bill Clinton. And then, of course, you've got two administrations of the Bushes. And I would think it's probably a foregone conclusion that you've got Harriman money backing Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, so these people have been around for a long time. You know, since the end of World War II, they've had an influence on what happens in this country as far as government and politics and how we do things, not only here but around the world, is concerned.
That's why I think it's so imperative that, you know, America really just wakes up and need to realize this is happening. They're kind of, we go on alongside. It's kind of it's not up to us. It's whatever the powers that be out there, it's whatever agenda they're going to be pushing that's going to be dictating where the America's future.
Yeah, in your research, I was surprised that you didn't tie a lot of this back to the banking industry as far as like the Federal Reserve. I think there's a couple of mentions of it in the book, but I would imagine, I guess in the case of your book, you were trying to focus on the who's it's and what's it's of 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to get more into Federal Reserve, but hopefully there is going to be a second book, and I actually want to get more into the secret societies that we just talked about, because I think there's, you know, just a wealth of information in there that a lot of people don't know about, and they'd be equally shocked, you know, seeing all these connections to that. And then the Federal Reserve, I mean, I've done some research, and I really didn't have any conclusions of what should be done. I mean, I know it's not right, but, you know, it's so unconstitutional in the way this private entity is controlling our money, but I think it's so deeply rooted in our system, and what I've studied about economics, I just really haven't had a solution to that. So I didn't want to promote something, and then people ask me, well, what, you know, how are we supposed to get rid of the Federal Reserve, what should be done to that? So.
And there's different opinions on that. You know, I've seen some opinions that say you just create your own fiat currency through the government with creating treasury notes, and others say no, it's got to be gold backed, it's got to be partially silver backed, and there's different opinions on all of that as to what we would do to get rid of the Federal Reserve. I think the first thing is just turn the lights off.
Yeah. And then that would worry the American people. I think that it would be better off, but where I have to go through that one transition where everything would be shaky and the American people, you know, seeing their money being that much in doubt, I think it just caused real panic.
Right.
A lot of people, this uncertainty wouldn't just let it happen. So.
Yeah, exactly. 800-313-9443 is our number, 800-313-9443, the number if you want to join us here on the Midnight Rider. Also, the chat room is open at midnightridershow.com. And we're talking with Nick Shelton of the book The American Truth. And Nick, how do people go about getting your book? Can they get it at the website?
Yeah, the website. I actually have people just go into Amazon.com because
oh, really?
Most
cool.
people have account there anyways, and so it's only $10. I think it's priced pretty well, so people can just go through there and they'll ship to you in 2 days.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And so then you go to Amazon.
again. I'm not sure it could.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We'll be right back.
comrades. We're going to use the Telelink now. Comrade Mark, in the People's Republic of Wisconsin, please come forth and speak.
Comrade Chambers, how are you this evening?
I'm fine. Mark, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, good show. What time are you on till?
I'm 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. Central Time.
Oh, all right, so you got a little time. Hey, I wanted to call up well, you know what's going on. I just want to get it all together, if you know what I mean. I mean, Chertoff is saying that Al-Qaeda is going to attack this summer. Why? Because they like the summertime. We got Ron Paul who says we could have a Gulf of Tonkin-type attack. Who else is there? There's Zbigniew Brzezinski said in front of, was it a Congress panel or a Senate panel, that Bush could stage a false flag attack here in the United States or Iran. And the CFR says that Al-Qaeda is going to attack and blame it on Iran. What kind of bunk is that? But anyway, all the big you don't have to believe us crackpots. All the big guns out there are saying something's coming down, and it's coming down soon.
Oh, it's coming. I mean, there. And Mark, they've even taken steps to increase their ability to respond to a health disaster such as the bird flu. I mean, just more executive orders that keep coming out.
Right, right. I say if this stuff hits the fan, Mike, we go back to the Constitution. Everybody straps on their guns. It goes back to the wild, wild west.
Buddy, if we do not make something happen in this election in 08, provided it's not canceled due to lack of interest on the part of the administration, I think it's our last chance, and that may be the only.
It's true.